This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A New York sports icon who's planning a return, like legitimately. He's planning on coming back. He hasn't played in years. He was a star in this town, and he wants to return with his said team. And Sean had a very tough time guessing. Now, Tiki may already know because we're on some similar text chains. So can you give me a if you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, you don't?
About.
Okay.
I've been busy as hell all day today, so.
All right.
I have no idea
you guys,
what you might be referring.
You guys want to guess? A New York sports star hasn't played in a couple of years, wants to come back. Any guesses?
This is the only problem with this guess.
Go ahead.
Is the star part of this wink, wink, like we're going to laugh?
No.
Or is the star
no, he's a star. Tommy knows. Tommy, guy was a star, correct?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I was going to guess. But
you don't know?
No, I was going
to
guess.
You have to know. No, you can let the jig
like
up.
You don't know who it is, or
yeah,
you don't
no,
know if he was a star?
No, he knows who it is, because eventually, when we tell you who it is, this person has a star.
No, I want to play along. Can I guess?
No, you can't.
Here's my guess.
Boomer Esiason! He just wanted to play that. It is not Boomer Esiason. I said a couple of years, okay? I didn't say, you know, many years. I said a couple of years. So, Sean, what's your issue? You want to guess?
Sean, can I give you a hint?
Wait, do you know the answer or not, Teak?
Yeah, now I remember seeing it.
Well, then don't look at me.
Hold on, Tiki. So here's the thing. I could not get this in Evan's office, and I had one question for Evan before the show. I said, can you just tell me, is it football or the field? Because I feel like it's harder in football, which is what you attempted to do.
Well, Eli Manning has only been gone for 5 years. Why not guess Eli Manning?
Evan started laughing, which made me think it's football. So I'm going to ask you, Tiki. This is the only thing I want.
Darrell Revis.
Football,
why not Darrell
or
Revis?
Or the field?
It's the field.
Okay.
It's not a football play, but why are you ruling out Darrell Revis and Eli Manning?
All right, then I have a guess.
It's only been a couple of years for both.
Okay.
Actually, more than a couple. I'm feeling old.
It has been more than a couple.
Eli's been 5 years. Darrell's been. When did Darrell retire? He played with Kansas City briefly.
Well,
at
he
the
was
end.
First ballot Hall of Famer 2 years ago.
That's true. So it's been, forget
so
it.
So it's been at least seven.
You're right. I take that back. All right, go ahead, Sean.
Daniel Murphy.
That's a good, he did it last year.
Can I give
year.
You a hint before you guess again?
Okay.
Don't give him a hint. All right, fine. Give him a hint.
Ready?
Yeah.
Susan Waldman.
Susan Waldman? Even I don't understand that hint.
All right.
Susan Waldman. Roger
You're
Clemens?
It when you think about it.
Roger Clemens.
No.
You know what? I got a good one for you to guess. Carmelo Anthony. Knicks are playing well. It's only been a couple of years for Melo.
Susan Waldman.
Yeah, I don't understand the Susan Waldman one.
Okay.
Even
it's one of the greatest drops in the history of WFAN.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
I know the answer, and now I'm confused that I might be playing the wrong
John
audio.
It's John Sterling and Susan Waldman, but Susan Waldman's the one that
really?
Gets all the notice on it.
I don't remember this at all. Now you're going to have to explain this to me.
You got to give it. My head's in a blender.
Ladies and gentlemen, he had one of the greatest theme songs of all time, and he wants to return to only one place. He wants to return to Queens.
I got the power. You know the name.
Oh. Cespedes. Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Yeah, Yoenis Cespedes wants to come back.
Wow, now I get Tiki's hint. Very funny.
I don't get Tiki's hint at all.
I'm glad you got it, Sean. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
You want to explain?
Sean, I knew I could count on
it. Can you explain it to me?
No, I'm not. Off the air, I can.
Really?
Just say his first name. Had a good night.
Yoenis Cespedes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it now. I got it.
I still don't get it.
I think that times when you look at Yo's name, you may say it wrong, and you may refer to something that's not, you know, something we can talk about.
Yeah, you ever have an
Mad Dog moment, one would say.
Oh, I got I don't remember her doing that or him doing
I
that.
I think Johnny did it.
Oh, yeah. John
did it. It was Susan's reaction that made
yeah,
it funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Can we find that anywhere?
It's probably in the anal
store. All right, can you find that? So, by the way, Sean, he was a star. So, I don't think Cespedes returning doesn't qualify as this.
And your AI music's getting better.
That is not AI music.
Really?
You don't know that?
I don't remember that song at all either.
I just asked Loogie. He didn't know the song either.
So I'll walk you through it. Yoenis Cespedes is obviously a tremendous Met for a time being. You know, the trade in 2015 helped them get to the World Series and all that. 16, he was fine. And then he gets run over by a boar, as we know. Not run over by a boar. He tripped in a hole while running away from a boar.
You're buying that one?
I thought he got gorged by a boar.
No. He tripped in a hole because the boar, I guess, was attacking him. Something of that nature.
Yeah.
And then he was gone for 2 years. Then he came back, actually, during the pandemic, struggled big time, and then walked out on the team. That was the last we saw of Yoenis Cespedes.
Cespedes.
But that song you just heard, which I love, which I adore, was his walk-up song. He had this great walk-up song, and I never knew where it was from. And then finally I found it on YouTube. But yeah, it's this great Cespedes. You actually thought I created that?
I did.
No.
I did, because you said something a couple weeks ago. Oh, you know what? My AI website's getting better. I got a nice email here. And I was like, oh, wow, this is a good payoff.
No, I promise. That was not a personal AI song.
Wow.
But I will give you one serious answer to Yoenis Cespedes' Toronto return.
Yeah, it's great for when you don't get Soto.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Stop.
I am never against in baseball giving a guy a spring training invite and saying, all right, let's see what you got. In fact, I don't know how many people remember this, but Howard Johnson had that happen to him after his career was pretty much over. Andres Galarraga had that happen to him after his career was over. I think Kevin McReynolds, too. Like, older guys, not necessarily retired, Teak, or been away for 4 or 5 years, but guys who are like, I'm trying to make a comeback, and the beauty of spring training is we'll give you a few at-bats. If you show us something, great. Mm. There's nothing to lose. So my answer, and this has nothing to do with the emotions of what he did for me a decade ago, if you want to come back, Yo-Yo, if you want to give it a try, we do have a DH now in the National League, so there could be at-bats for you. I would absolutely give you that invitation to spring training, but I would have very, very, very low expectations.
Yeah, but the only thing I ask, Evan, do you really think he's serious? Because he's asking this in jest, or he's saying this in jest on social media.
No.
You don't believe that he actually wants to come back?
Oh, no, I do. And the reason I don't believe it's in jest and I take it seriously is that Yo has talked about trying to come back for years. He's talked about playing for the Cuban national team. He's talked about playing. And he's 39 years old. He's not 47. You know, so I do think he would try. I just don't think he's going to be able to do it. Like, I hate to be a jerk and say you can't pull it off.
Well, I mean, baseball is really the only sport where you could potentially do it after taking... What has it been, 2 or 3 years?
More. 2020 was the last time he played Major League Baseball.
Years, so it'll be 5 years. That's hard. Like football, you just simply can't do it. You lose the physicality. Like you lose muscle mass. You lose all that callus that we always talk about. Maybe basketball, if you're a shooter, you can do it. But it's also the grind of running up and down the court. It's like it's just hard. Baseball, because of the DH, maybe you could get away with
it. Well, you nailed it. I mean, you just hit it. Like literally just hit. Just hit four times the game.
Right.
Imagine
this. You got to run hard.
Exactly, which you never did when you were playing anyway. Imagine this. Just imagine this. Gets the invitation to spring training and performs. And we're like, wow, okay, we have a bat here. Imagine that reaction at Citi Field when they announce now batting number 52. Yo, I mean, that would be... I know it's a fantasy. It's not really going to happen, but that would be insane.
It would remind me a lot of Bernie Mac and Mr. 3000.
What is...
Come on.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember the movie. I don't remember what happened. What, did he retire for a bunch of years?
He was gone for like 5 years.
Oh, to get the last few hits?
Yes. Right. And the records, you know, changed 3 hits to errors, and he had to come back, so he was limping up to the plate.
You know what that reminds me of? I got to rewatch that movie, because that was a good movie. I don't remember it.
Excellent movie. Underrated baseball movie.
The late Bernie Mac. He's not with us anymore.
Yeah. Do they make baseball movies anymore? I'm being honest. Like, I'm trying to think of the last one.
He's so right.
That I've seen. Because those were like part of my nostalgia growing up, is just watching. a sports movie.
You're right.
Or especially baseball. We talked about Field of Dreams a couple months ago. But like, when was the last time there was a good baseball
movie? Well, that's the key. Good baseball movie. There's been like lame baseball movies. Like, we're trying to do a love story in a baseball movie, but like real good baseball movies.
Yeah, it's about the game. Like, I want to see the game and like the stuff that goes on in clubhouses and things of that nature. You can put some satire or humor in it as well, but you don't see them anymore.
There was, and I'm going to get killed for this, but I don't really care. There was a TV show that came out about 5 years ago, okay? This TV show was so bleeping awesome, but no one watched it and it got canceled. It featured Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I do. I remember that show. I remember us both liking it and talking about it. It only lasted one season, right?
It barely got through a season. Yeah. It was a baseball TV show, and they got the rights from MLB to use real teams, which I think is important.
Like an episodic show?
It was an episodic show.
It was on Fox, I think.
It was. Wow. You're 100% right. It was on Fox. Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar, was the veteran catching slugger on the San Diego Padres. And they had a female pitcher who was breaking the barrier as the first female to ever play Major League Baseball. She was a pitcher. Of course, she got a lot of crap, but she was really good. And I think they were about to hook up. I do think that
that's where it was going.
Yeah, they were about to.
That's why it got canceled, because nobody wants to see that.
I wanted to see it.
No, you want to see it from a non-baseball perspective.
I want to see both of it. I thought the baseball part was good and the love story. I was into it.
Yeah, but think of the improbability of that.
What's so improbable? A woman playing baseball or the woman and the guy hooking up? The battery making out.
Like the idea of the battery making out. That's really what, that's jumping the shark a little bit.
I mean, come on, we've had crazier stuff on TV. Like, why is that crazy?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought the show was awesome, and you're right. Me and Tommy were the only two people watching.
Maybe your former producer, Ernie Acosta. The show was called Pitch.
That at all.
Pitch,
yes.
The show was called.
Oh, me and my wife love that show.
2016.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, no one does.
It was a very short run, that's why.
It was on Fox.
Yeah, no, we got that part right. And Mark Paul Gosselaar, also known as Zach Morris, was the leading guy. He was the catcher for the Padres. I don't know the name of the actress. But, yeah.
Kylie Burnberry, or was that her? Yeah, that's her name. Kylie Burnberry.
I don't know who she is.
Yeah. It was that show that we talked about, and the one where they went back to, like, hang out with Abe Lincoln. You love that show, too.
Oh, my God.
Evan found his, like, a love in life with that show.
Dude, that show was crazy.
It didn't last long either, though. That was only around for a season, I think.
They wrapped up. What was it called again?
I'll find it.
Time something? It was about these heroes that had to go back in time and save history. Because these bad guys got the time machine, and they were going back in time, and they were affecting American history. It was crazy. Tiki would be loving the show.
I would love that show.
Yeah.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Can you name of that show?
Wait, is that one with Franco?
What?
The one that he disrupts American history?
What? American history is disrupted, but who do you mean Franco? James Franco?
Yeah, he was like the lead actor in it.
I don't think James Franco was
in it. It was the date of the JFK assassination.
No, I have it here.
Oh, no, no. That was something different. That was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That was Stephen King. That was a Stephen King book called 1963.
Because they kept going back to the same date over and over again. It actually came out around a similar time.
The show
the book is phenomenal. Because I read the book. I didn't watch the show, but I read the book.
Show was interesting. What was the name of the show? The show
we're talking about, it aired for 2 years. It's called Timeless.
Timeless. Oh, what a show.
It was cool.
Yeah, you got to go back and watch that, Teak. I'm telling you.